On today's episode, this is going to be a bit of a coaching episode. I'm going to go into some ways that you can make sure that you're staying hungry, you're being humble, and you're doing the hard work when it comes to the off season. So I'm going to help you today improve as a human this winter. So we're going to map it out. I'm going to talk about ways that you can get ahead during the off season. And like I said, we're going to map it out. We're going to start checking things off your list to make the best use of your time. As we're making this podcast, it's in the winter or the off season. So whether you're in an off season, prepping for next year, or you got a few months out of a new job, a new academy, or a new challenge in life, this episode is going to help you out with that. Well, thank you for joining me once again on the Prep and Defend Show. So as I said, today we're going to be helping you map out some goals and come up with some practical ways to check these things off your list. So today's episode is a bit of a coaching kind of a personal advice episode, but this is it'll give you some practical things to apply to a lot of different areas of your life, professionally, physically, and personally. So we're going to get into it. First of all, we're going to talk about professionally. So maybe you're entering an off season or a preparatory phase for a next challenge in your life. As I said, maybe it's a new job. Maybe by next summer, next fire season, if you will, you're going to be doing something new, or you just want to level up in the wintertime to make yourself a more valuable asset to your team, to your family, to your organization, or just have that sense of accomplishment that you didn't just let a lull in the busyness of summer just kind of go by, but just kind of taking a practical approach to it. So as I said, first of all, professionally, right? Part of being humble is realizing that you don't know everything. This past year, you know, you're not the best you're ever going to be, and that there's room for improvement. So it's time to learn some things new. So to better yourself, I liked to take two classes in the wintertime. I would recommend that in the wintertime or the off season, each year, you know, go out of your way to find two courses or classes that you're interested in taking that are just either for your own personal development, for work, things that you like to do that you've been interested in your line of work, maybe some certifications. So, you know, what kind of position do you want? What kind of certifications are going to move you closer to that? And then also, but what does your team need? So for you coming back as part of your organization, as part of your team, leveling up this year, what does your team really need? Are there some holes that maybe no one else is taking some courses or some classes or having some certifications that you can fill that void? And by you going out of your way to take some classes or some courses, you know, you're going to help the team be more well-rounded, more prepared, able to take on more tasks. So, you know, find two classes. And in the wild land and in the fire service, you know, you have red cards. It shows what you're qualified to do, the positions you're able to hold on an incident. And maybe there is a specific position or another certification on your card that you want to get, and you need to take some classes, right, to get that, to be able to get that ranking or that rating. So that's what I recommend. Find two classes that you want to take this winter. And so with this episode, you're going to need to probably listen to it again, maybe with a notepad or input it into the notes in your phone, because this isn't just a listening episode. This is actually something I want you to practice. Again, like a coaching kind of a session, I want you to actually put some of these things into practice, like actually do them. They're called action items. So first one is take a couple classes. And then also this year, teach a class, teach a course, or some kind of a training. So, you know, taking a class teaches you new things, gets you some new certifications, puts you in roles that you haven't done before, and providing teaching or you being the instructor, putting on a course or training, you know, that helps other people on your team. It helps your organization, and it develops and grows you as an instructor or as a leader. So just as time goes on, it could just be one season and something that was new to you last year, and now you're teaching it to the next person. So you need to kind of practice that skill and grow it. So as I said, find something to teach on this winter. If there's no classes or training in the winter, you can kind of get some things together, you know, put together a PowerPoint or a Prezi, and, you know, have it ready to go that you can bring that to the team, you know, next season, or plan a time in the future that you want to put on a class. There's lots of different ways that you can do that. So again, I want you to map out kind of the future, if you can imagine it, you know, when it comes professionally to your work. So kind of just like you look at a map of the country or a map of the world, and you might have places that you want to go and see. You know, you're looking at that map, maybe you put pins on it, places that you plan on visiting and going. You know, those are your goals, but then you got to actually set priorities. So you look at all those goals that you have, you're mapping out your career, mapping out the things you want to do for your team or your crew. And now you're going to set some priorities, and you're actually going to go to those places. You're going to do those things. So instead of just planning it and saying, this would be nice sometime to do this, this would be nice sometime to do that. Typically an off season or a preparatory phase, if that's the time to actually execute on those, you're not going to have time when it's busy in summertime, when, you know, things kind of ramp up on just how busy life is and things are. And again, I keep using the term fire season or summertime, but I'm just really talking about busy seasons in your life. And if you've been alive more than a year, then you know some of these cycles happen each year. You know what to expect in summertime of the year, in the springtime, in the fall time, in the winter time. So I'm talking about you finding the phase, which I call the off season, which is the best time for you to kind of reload, prepare for the next year. So like I said, it's time to execute. So that's what you're going to do professionally. Those are things that I recommend. So take two classes and teach a class. You got to find those and you got to execute on those. And now we're talking about physically. I'm going to talk physically preparation, physically reloading, you know, doing the hard work, taking a professional approach to the plan, your fitness plan, your fitness goals in the same way, you know, kind of mapping it out, seeing where you plan to go, where you want to visit, what you want to do, and make some priorities and start executing on those. So where do you want to go physically? What are the goals that you have physically? It could be weight loss. It could be performance, strength goals. Could be, you know, a distance you want to go or a race that you want to do. But if you have goals, now you need to get time to execute them, as I said. So we're talking about physically is fitness, the nutrition, and recovery. So those are the areas when I talk about physically leveling up. So we're going to improve all these areas or some of them, but we're talking about improving our fitness, improving our nutrition, and then improving recovery, the way in which we recover. So for all of us, it's going to be different, but you need to write down what your priorities are. What are your fitness? What are your physical priorities? So if you, if you train year round, I definitely recommend that you join us on our training programs, our Venture Athlete training programs, the Prep and Defend team training, in which it's a training program, the year-round cycle where there's other athletes on there at the same time. You join us with that this winter. We're definitely working on some strength, and then we're going to be going power around the first of the year. We start getting ready for endurance come summertime. So with having a program, even if it's not, you know, the Prep and Defend Venture Athlete training, I do recommend all the time I'm talking about, you need to have a plan. So this is what this is. It's mapping out your goals, and now you come up with a plan. You need to know your current state, which means you're going to have to test and evaluate yourself and be honest with where you're at right now. So where are you right now on strength? Where are you right now on endurance? Where are you right now on flexibility, mobility, recovery? And now we're going to set some priorities, and then we're going to improve in those areas. So when you test yourself, you're going to learn so much. And when you get on a program, you're going to learn so much. You're going to learn a lot of new ways of training. Maybe it's not just your favorite ways that you're always training, but now that somebody has you on a program, you're required to learn new movements, move in different ways, do new exercises, push yourself in different ways, different rest periods, different durations, all of that. It's just new ways of training and new exercises. So if you ever plan on being a leader, this whole thing on the exercise and the fitness side is it's like learning a new language. So if you get on a program, someone else is kind of showing you their language, you learn different things. Because if you ever think that you're going to be leading PT in the future, which happens pretty quick, you don't have to just be a top performer, but if you've been around a year or two, people look to you for the plan. Do you have any ideas on fitness? And you're going to need to learn to speak the fitness language, right? So you're going to need to learn some things. So for yourself this winter, for this off season, get on a program. It's going to improve your fitness. It's going to push you in a lot of different areas outside of your comfort zone. And then, like I said, you're going to learn to teach that and pass that on to other people. So be sure that this off season, now it's time to get that pad and paper out again. You're going to establish two lasting and healthy routines when it comes to your physical fitness. So these routines are ones that are going to be lasting. That's the key, not just things to try out, but actually find two things that you can put into place now, get on as part of your program and your routine, and that you know you can sustain when things get busy or a fire season. So there are certain things that there's no way you're going to be able to sustain during the busy seasons of your life or traveling around or the high season. But there are other things that you can do that certainly you'll be able to do anywhere and you can adapt them to any situation. So write those down. Talking about two lasting, healthy routines to increase your fitness or to increase and improve your recovery. So they can be additions to your program, something that you're going to start doing that benefits you on your physical program. Or you can also have something that's positive because it's something that you're taking away from your program. So there's something negative in your fitness. There's something negative that you're doing as far as your nutrition, or there's something negative you're doing that affects your recovery, and you're going to stop doing that. So that is a lasting addition to your program that's moving you in a positive way. So you can find two things to improve your program, or you know, one thing that's going to improve it and stop doing one thing that's hurting it, you know, however you want to do that, but have two things that are going to move you in the right direction and that you can continue to do throughout the year when it comes to your physical preparedness, your fitness, your nutrition, or your recovery.
If you're enjoying the content, please help the show by leaving a 5-star review wherever you're listening, and please share the show with someone you know. It's going to allow us to continue to grow and serve you with great guests and provide more for you in the future. So if you like it, share it, and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, and then the last category I want to talk to you today about, give you some perspective on ways to improve, is going to be your personal growth. Yes, this is all personal growth, right? You're talking about taking, you know, improving yourself personally, professionally, physically. But when I'm talking about personal growth, really I'm talking a lot about the complete package of you as a human, some of that mental well-being. So how are you growing in a few different categories, you know, in your family, with your community? So that kind of relationally, growing relationally. Are you growing in your faith? Because we as humans have this whole kind of spiritual side to us that needs attention, you know, and people kind of fill that void in a lot of different ways. But are you improving in that area? And then also this time when it's not the craziest time of your year, hopefully, is, you know, finances, business, you know, improving in that area as well. So, you know, when you improve yourself, improve your mental well-being, you're going to be better for your work, for your job, you're going to perform better, you're better for your team. And, you know, and of course, it's going to be better for you. And when you're all put together in a much better way, you're going to be better for your family and for those close to you. So you're going to be the best version of you to help and be a better support to those around you. You're not just reacting to everything. You're not just freaking out as things come at you, you know, you're kind of coming up with a plan, and no matter what happens next year, at least you're better than you were last year. So taking that intentional approach, again, when I'm talking about relationally, family, community, on the faith side, and then your finances and your business. So my current or my recent injury, when I was off work, I've been off for, I'm getting ready to go back now, but it'll be about 5 months total, counting. So 4 months with the injury, and then I was on vacation when I got hurt. So I was off there, but being off on that injury for 4 months, it's really, I had to be intentional about staying in the game in all these areas. I probably was only able to maintain, my work status. You know, I wasn't at work. I wasn't learning new things. I wasn't improving there. I could take some classes and learn some things, but I really, you know, without being at work, you're not going to get the experience. So I was kind of like maintaining, you know, where I was at work, thinking about work and my new job as a fire captain and ways that I can, you know, improve there and things that I can learn. And although I was, attempting to contribute, teaching at work, I was trying to come up with, you know, improve some PowerPoints and some programs and some training that I'm involved with, on the wildland side and leadership side. I did also, took a class, you know, that it's going to help equip me and move me up in the right direction at work. So, you know, I was trying to improve in that area, and then also being injured, you know, my plan these last 4 months, I was really kind of trying to just maintain and not lose my fitness. I had a whole leg that I couldn't use, but I did find ways to improve my diet. Probably, started tracking my intake. I took a course on nutrition. Susan Lopez on the Tactical Dietitian, she was a guest on the show. Tactical nutrition for tactical athletes. I've been really diving deep into her content. She's got great stuff there. You need to check her out at the Tactical Dietitian. Look on my episodes on the podcast. You'll see her there. And I got the links in there for you to click on the show notes for that episode with the Tactical Dietitian. But so that was one way I was trying to improve on this, you know, I'm going to call it that being down, that downtime as an off season. So I was trying to improve in that regard. I was advancing my personal knowledge, on the side hustle side. So this podcast is a side project. What I've done with the fitness programming, upgraded all those programs, spent more time communicating with the athletes on those program. And, you know, at some point when I have 20 years on, at some point when I retire, I may be doing those things full time. So I am, I've been advancing on my personal knowledge on that side. So again, I mentioned, ways that I was trying to prove myself was the podcast. I was able to really throw myself at that. And there's a lot of learning that goes with that and preparing and equipment and watching videos, put together the Fire Up program this off season. I've been working on that with Kevin and Noel from the Fire You Carry podcast. And we just did our first beta test, and now we're ready to go full on with getting people in the Fire Up program, which is a men's leadership event. That takes a lot of time, a lot of planning, forethought, getting things together there. I was able to take an email course again for the business side, to just improve there on how to get out and communicate to people, and point them in the right direction for the products and services and ways that I can help them. Taking an Instagram course, trying to learn that a little bit. Don't really have the time to do that when I go back full duty, but still it was good to learn, how to communicate with people, how to get the content out there. And then, most importantly this year, being off on injury was the family and the community and the relationship side. So being off, I was able to really reconnect with my sons, be intentional, and I being around every day with the spouse, you know, that was great. I know some people sometimes, you know, the first time that they've been home in a long time, because we're always gone with our duties, that it's difficult sometimes to kind of melt back into the family. But this time off on injury has been some of the best time of my life, just because I've been able to be around the family, in ways that I just never have. I've never been able to before. So I want to ask you what you can do to develop your own personal growth. So, how can you develop yourself for your mental well-being. So it doesn't have to be just things that you're doing to improve yourself, like new courses, but you know yourself well enough to know the things that kind of wind your clock, the things that are going to benefit you and help you each day, whether it's getting outdoors. For some people like myself, it is being outdoors, and it's that physical fitness, being around people in certain ways and spending time together. Those are the things that really kind of keep me going on the mental side. But you need to know that about yourself and make sure that you're taking care of yourself in that area, especially now. Like I said, the time is to write these things down and to actually put some of these into action. So you can, when it comes to the family relationship side, you can schedule time in for connection. You know, sometimes you're so busy, you actually have to like put it on the calendar that on this day I'm leaving the house with the family, we're taking a hike, you know, we're gonna do something with the kids. But the time you're going to be intentional, you know, maybe it's with your spouse, or if you're not married, you know, it's your friends or those really tight connections that you have. You have to like make time. Like the time's just not like, you're not tying in together and hanging out spontaneously. It's not just happening. You need to be intentional about it, but maybe you're the one that needs to initiate that. You know, there's a lot of resources on the mental wellness side for counseling. Next Rung, Charlie Brown was on the show. You know, you can get the links there. You can look up Next Rung on Instagram or Google them. Mental health resources for first responders and their families. So if you need to seek some help and get tuned up this winter, you kind of know how things are going to go this winter or this off season, and you need a little help in that area, that's the time, you know, when you have the time to make it to these kind of appointments, things, and you're available, you know, get some help, get tuned up. Something's going to benefit you would be counseling. So maybe they just help you deal with some of the issues, you know, that the last few years have brought up, or it's going to maybe just prepare you and set you up for the coming issues. Maybe you didn't even have a season that you went through already. You're not in a serious relationship, but you're new to the job or the industry of a tactical athlete, police, fire, military. You know, you can start setting yourself up for the coming issues by going and talking to people that do that job and ask them, hey, I've heard it's kind of stressful. What kind of stress is it? How can I prepare myself for that? What are some things I can do to make sure that I'm kind of armed and protecting myself, insulating myself, or providing resources for me to deal with that stress, you know? So taking the time to prepare, because again, that busy season, that cycle, that summer season, fire season, it's going to repeat. It's going to come. It's not a surprise. So let's take the time now to prepare. And as I said, if you don't know what to expect, then ask somebody if you're new. So some action items in this category, as I said, write down some positive practices that are going to benefit you. So let's do it in three areas. You're going to write three things down. You're going to write down a lasting positive practice that's going to benefit your family. It's going to something that's going to benefit you spiritually or with your faith, and something that's going to benefit you financially, business, side hustle, stocks, whatever it is you need to learn out, but something that you're actually going to do in those areas. So three things that you're going to actually execute on and start putting into place right now during the off season or during this preparatory phase. So today, I hope this helps. I hope it was some good. It was kind of, like I said, like a coaching episode a little bit on some of the things that I get into with people that I coach and people that I mentor. We dive a lot deeper on these, and I actually hold people accountable and work with them. But I do. I hope this helps. I hope it gives you perspectives. I hope you're going to actually do the work on yourself on this time that you have of preparation or winter time this off season. And I just wanted to thank you for listening. And that, again, this episode isn't about just listening. On this episode, it's about actually mapping some things out and not just listening, but this one's about doing. So I hope you do some of those things. If you wouldn't mind giving me some feedback, let me know how you like this episode. Let me know some of the things that you're going to be putting into place so we can hold each other accountable. That would be great. And I just want you to look up any of the resources we have. We have some Fire Up Men's Leadership Training coming up again. You can check that out. Get on the wait list. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me on the Prep and Defense Show, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Have a great day.